Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Grizz Nation, you ready to have some fun? Are you ready to honor Marc Gasol? So, Grizz Nation, whether you are here at FedEx Forum or you are watching at home or watching in Spain or wherever you may be, this is one of those great nights in franchise history when we can pay a very special and heartfelt tribute to one of the greatest Grizzlies to ever wear the uniform, Marc Gasol. We have been privileged here in Memphis to be partners with the entire Gasol family for a number of years, and we are thrilled that they are all here tonight. From the time that the franchise arrived here in Memphis until the 2017-18 NBA season, there was a Gasol on the Memphis Grizzlies roster. And that started with a young man who came to us from Barcelona, became the NBA Rookie of the Year, Pau Gasol. And now to hear from Pau Gasol, I turn it over to my good friend and colleague, Rob Fisher.
Thank you very much, Pete. Pau.
What's up, Rob?
Good to see you, man.
it's great to see you.
What does it mean to you to see Marc on this stage, in this setting here tonight?
It means everything, you know, as a brother, to see my brother being honored the way he is tonight, the legacy that he left in Memphis with these guys here, I mean, it means the world to me.
Yeah, and you had your reception where your number was retired, and it was an emotional night in Los Angeles. How's Big Fella's emotions going to be tonight?
I don't know, you have to ask him, but obviously it's an incredible moment to live and experience, right? To receive this type of honor is something extremely special. So I'm so proud of him. Memphis is proud of you, Marc. You know, it's incredible. Like I said.
Pau, when you guys were growing up playing basketball against each other, first of all, how many years did you dominate? And then when did you find out that little brother couldn't push him around anymore?
Oh, man. Early on, it was, I had my way, let's say. Marc's resilience, work ethic, determination, everything, his heart, toughness, competitiveness, everything. He caught up pretty quickly, and he became one of the best players in the world.
Yes, he did. When did you think there was a chance that he could become one of those players?
You know, I think even before he was drafted, like I said, at that time I was adamant, I was persistent to the Grizzlies management at the time to try to get him. They got him eventually, and everything worked out in a very, very special way. So, as you guys see him here, he was impactful from the first day. He made a difference from the first day to the very end. He left an incredible and deep legacy in this city. So, I'm just proud of him.
When we talk about playing against Marc, and you got that opportunity as a member of the Grizzlies when he was in Barcelona, and then, of course, when he came to the NBA, when I ask you about just playing against him, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, I always say, and I always said that it was very special to be able to play against your brother at the highest level. very, very special. I never took it for granted. But I also knew that it was going to be a hard night, you know, because I think probably Mark is the opponent that I have the least points scored in my career, because he knew all my moves. He was going to bring it. He didn't care too much if the point guard would go by or get an easy shot, but he made sure that I didn't get an easy look at all. So, you know, we always had so many good battles. You know, we were going to bring it, and, you know, we had a good run.
Who talked more trash?
No, we don't talk. We'd never talk trash. Nope. You know, we knew one was going to be a little happier than the other at the end of the game, because neither of us like losing. But we understood how lucky we've been, and our family, the way they brought us up and the opportunities they've given us, and the love that we received and continue to receive is pretty special.
You started the All-Star game against him.
Yes.
How much does that moment stick out in your career?
It's one of the highlights of our lives, I think. You know, especially definitely of our careers, because that was pretty special to be able to start an All-Star game, that jump ball in Madison Square Garden. That's kind of one of those iconic places and iconic memory that, you know, is part of our legacy.
Powell, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob.
Powell Gasol, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Pete. Thank you, Fish.
We're going to do a little roundtable with these guys here that you may know. But, Mark, I want to talk to you first a little bit. We can't talk about Marc Gasol without talking about the Gasol family, how much they mean to you, how much they meant to this community here in Memphis. How impactful was it to have them near you as you started your professional journey here in Memphis and really your high school journey at Lausanne?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for staying. So, your family is very important to your success. The surrounding, how they care about you, how they take care of you every day, no matter what. Having my parents given up so much of their social life early on in our lives for a happiness you see it later on in your own journey when you become a dad and you understand, you know, what your role is in life. So, you know, I'll forever be thankful to my parents, Rusty and Marisa, for setting the foundation of who we are as men and the values that we have. So, yeah, family obviously means the world to us.
I said it to you at Powell's retirement ceremony that you and your family are the best of us. Your humanity and how you treat other people and the impact you had in Memphis is just phenomenal. Now, you saw Powell and have his jersey retired in Los Angeles, and you were an observer. Now, the roles are reversed. How different is it to see 33 go up in the rafters as opposed to 16 in Los Angeles?
Well, it's a celebration, both of them in the same time. It's the same family. I like, you know, we had our own journey. Pau had his journey, and he had to face his own challenges. I had my own journey, and obviously did what I had to do to, you know, to try to maximize my career. And at the end, it's great to see, you know, the celebration of everybody, and I like to celebrate Pau's career, my career, and share with everybody that's meant so much to us along the way. So I can't compare it. I know everybody likes to compare Pau and Mark, but to me, that's way, way past. Now it's about what's the next challenge going to be now as human beings, who we're going to impact, what life we're going to, you know, impact as humans. So I'm thrilled for that.
So often we refer to you as Marc Gasol of Memphis. You came here as an adolescent, you went to high school, and eventually this is where you started your NBA journey. Was there a point where you said, man, this really is my second home?
Well, I had a very unique perspective because I came as a 16-year-old. My family at Lausanne, my teammates, you know, took me in. So I had a perspective from the fan point of view, you know, what is expected of the team here in Memphis. And I did that for 2 years here and then, you know, obviously followed the team when I went back to Spain. So I had a very unique perspective. And when I came back as a Grizzlies player in 2008, I carry that with me, and I play with that kind of pride. And I hope that everybody enjoyed, you know, what they saw for so many years.
Mark, I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the work that you have done with PAL through the Gasol Foundation, addressing childhood obesity, obviously your support of St. Jude and Lebanon Children's Hospital. Why has that been such a driving force for you in your life?
Well, that was our way to contribute. My parents, they both come from medical world. We were not doctors, even though PAL tried for a year to become a doctor. So that was a great way to contribute when we understood the impact that we could have in a kid's very tough process that they go through, their families, what they go through, and kind of give more impact also on what St. Jude and Lebanon and hospitals like that, you know, try to accomplish. So for us, it's an honor. It's humbling when we do that. And actually, you know, they give us more energy than we can ever give them. So it's great. Thank you for that.
It's great to have you here, Mark, along with your family. This date, once I knew when it was circled on the calendar. And then kind of the icing on the top of the cake is to have all of you guys together. So as the kids say, we're just going to chop it up, right? We're going to talk about the good old days. But I'm just curious, in talking with all of you, you come from different socioeconomic backgrounds, different geographic backgrounds, and yet you came together as a unit to provide some of the greatest basketball the city has ever seen. My question is a pretty simple one. How did that happen?
Well, I think how it gelled so well, we all respected each other coming in. Respect was the biggest thing, you know. We all came from a background where we had to, you know, pretty much prove ourselves and had a chip on our shoulders. So when you got four guys that's coming to prove something, I mean, other teams need to watch out.
I think the same way what Tony said, just, you know, we I think for all of us, we're blue-collar players, you know what I mean? So we humble, you know, Mark humble, Mike, we all humble and we hungry. So, you know, we're not no the flashy type. So, you know, it's a blue-collar town, so we're a bunch of blue-collar players, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was the young one of the group, so... I'm old as hell now, but I'm the young one in the group, and I just listen to them guys, man, just having such great leadership from you know, guys I look up to, and all the guys behind us, too, that are part of these teams, Rudy Gay, Mike Miller, like, you know, Tayshaun Prince, D.A., all these guys, Bano, everybody's a part of that you know, that grit and grind era and that group, and, you know, we just all fit real well and did what we did.
Mark, why did it all come together so well?
It was a combination of a lot of things, but the trust and the loyalty that we had on one another, alongside, like Mike said, of, you know, all our teammates and our coaches and how much we invested in the team and in the city. I think then we saw, you know, we could trust each other and we care about the same things and we all had the same common goal. So, you know, at the end of the day, we were, you know, a great team.
Zeebo, we always refer to you and Mark as brothers from another mother. How did that chemistry kind of come together? Because, you know, Mark was a second-round draft pick. You were a high draft pick in Portland, but you had gone to other teams. But then you guys just developed this chemistry between the two of you. How did that happen?
I just think because, you know, Mark is such an unselfish player, and he just the type of person he is, just, you know, he want to see everybody win. That's the thing about Mark. He'd rather everybody do good before himself. You know, he want to get other guys shots. So just us having that bond and understanding where we come from. And, you know, we're going to go out there and dominate. And we're going to kick everybody's ass in front of us. And And if we didn't kick it, we thought we was going to kick it. So, we was always ready.
And we don't bluff.
At all.
Mike, you were the conductor of this group. Did you ever find it difficult to kind of keep everybody under control and keep everybody on the same path?
Yeah. shoot, they y'all have no idea what it was like to be around these guys, especially that dude right there, that one at the end.
Not me, man. Not me. I was so civilized.
Hey, he ain't never changed though. But
come on, first team all defense.
So that. I helped you get second team one year, didn't I?
Yeah, second team.
Yeah, second team all defense tour in the building. Let's give it up. My man.
Oh, by the way, defensive player of the year over here.
Defensive player of the year over here too, man. Come on, man. We all in the building, man. But one thing though, Mike, I used to always want to ask, because both of these guys dominated that ball in the post. What was your thought process when both of these guys wanted it? That's the question I always been want to ask. Because Mark wanted it a fair share just as much as he did.
Yeah, see, I probably deferred to Mark more because, listen to this. Because Zeebo, whenever he wanted the ball, he'd be like, hey, killer, I need a shot real quick, bro. Like, it'd be like, you know, he ain't making no scene about it. And Mark would be like, man, he start, looking at me funny and getting ready
speaking
to.
Speaking in Spanish.
Yeah, speaking in Spanish. And,
that's all I want.
You don't know what he's saying. Like, I'm like, man, let me get Mark going so that I get him first, and then Zeebo would be cool. So,
because there was a period of time, Brevin and I would say, if the ball doesn't get into Mark's hands at some point, there's something wrong here. But by the same time, we also said feed 50. So it was kind of one or the other. But yeah, you probably had the hardest job of anybody trying to keep everybody happy, and then. If he was unhappy, you guys sat next to each other on the plane.
Yeah. I was, like I said, I was a young one, man, and they picked on me. They I was the one that had to learn the ropes. Like, I just did what they told me to do. I tried to help them. Tried to help them as much as I can, because we're like the opposite in personality a little bit. Like, I'm real calm. I'm more calm than all these guys, but like this guy
right
here.
Yeah, we noticed.
This guy right here is a problem when he gets angry. So I had
to. You mean you never ripped your jersey down the front?
No, never did. I never kicked trash cans over. He'll kick a trash can over after a 20-point win because we didn't do something. We didn't pass the ball enough or something.
Yeah, so. I remember. I seem to remember this game in Brooklyn where Jaren Jackson Jr. had a great game and. We end up winning the game in overtime. Like, there's a 4-point play and another 3-pointer and win the game. And you weren't terribly happy after that game.
We didn't play good. And that, to me, it was always about playing good, play the right way, play together. And if we didn't do that, but we won, I wasn't happy. And I was not always right, let's put it that way.
So I got to ask you a question because we looked at the videos during the game. And I want to poll the group here. What's the best Marc Gasol celebration? Is it the Conor McGregor walk? Is it, feel free to vote, is it the Conor McGregor walk? Is it the slapping of the hip? Or is it the air guitar?
That was you.
Any votes?
I think the swag came out with the Conor McGregor walk.
Yeah.
He put a little flavor in it, and he was happy. I mean, Mike passed him a ball enough that day, so that was. I go with Conor McGregor.
The Conor McGregor walk, is it unanimous or?
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
Do you like it, Mark?
I don't. No, I'm embarrassed.
I think that was probably the one I was most surprised to see, and it was perfect because it was a timeout. And obviously a game-winning shot, so I think, got a little bit more airtime, but...
Why did you do that?
We watched the fight a couple of days before, right? And obviously he was so confident, and he pulled it out, and a few days later, when I had a chance, and we won the game against the Clippers on the road, and Mike finally passed me the ball. I hit the shot, and we won, and it came out. It wasn't prepared for sure. Well, it almost happened at three before that. But I'm like, no, give me one more three, and I got one more three.
Okay.
Hit it one more time.
Save it for a game winner, right? Not just, ordinary three. Got to save it for a game winner. This building saw some amazing playoff games and playoff battles and playoff runs. I want to hear from each of you a memory from those playoff runs. What stood out about this building and a playoff run in Memphis unlike any other city? Whoop that clip? We don't bluff? I mean, Z-Bo, you got a corner of the market there.
We don't bluff. Whoop that trick. Everybody getting crunk. Everybody going crazy. You know what I mean? So everybody just was in one. You know, we was all one. You know what I mean? We all won. And, you know, when we went to the playoffs or show, you know, everybody was all together. And, you know, we felt it. You know, we felt the energy. We felt everything. So we was with them, man. We always won. So, yeah.
What about you, T.A.? Those playoff runs, those long battles with the Clippers and Oklahoma City and San Antonio?
Yeah, they was all memorable. I mean, I could remember a lot of times Big Fella, you know, speaking in Spanish to me as well, you know. I took one of those ill-advised threes. And he would always tell me, you know, you get your money on the defensive end, not the offensive end, brother. Pass that ball. So, I mean, all of them was memorable. Like I said, the bond, what most sticks out, you know. We, like I said on the elevator earlier, we always had that one team, one goal mindset, mobbing through the playoffs. So, like I said, it carried over even till today. So, it's all love. I liked all of them.
All love. Mark, what do you remember about those playoff battles? San Antonio, I know that you referenced in the documentary about the very first playoff win in franchise history, Shane Battier hitting that shot. But there were so many memories and so many great battles with Tim Duncan and Kawhi Leonard and others.
Yeah, I think winning that first playoff game for the franchise was huge for the confidence on ourselves, and we could do this against probably the best team in the West, and also for the city to believe, you know, and come together at the same time and support the team the way they did for so many years after that. So I think that first win in San Antonio, how it happened, and that was I think a turning point for everybody. And, you know, I thank Lionel also, because Lionel is not here tonight, and it just made me think of those memories. So, you know, Lionel did a great job of bringing us together and executing and making sure that we all, you know, stayed in our place most of the time.
Right, right. Because it's all important to play the right way. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, that was one of the things that I admired most about you, was your insistence on playing the right way, despite what Tony wanted to do.
Say that again?
I said, that's one of the things I admired about you. You wanted to play the right way, no matter what Tony wanted to do.
Well, Tony's going to do Tony like he always does. And you just know, you know, you got to be prepared for anything. But, you know, you know how hard he's going to play. You know what, you know, how hard he's going to prepare for the games and his matchup and exactly what he's going to do on that end. So that gave me all the trust in the world on Tony. So I'm always thankful to play a guy, you know, play alongside his amp.
Mike, what about you and those playoff memories and this building and this environment?
Oh, man. I think I'll second what Mark said about that first series against the Spurs. You know, it was a time in our lives, I think it was like the whole city of Memphis and Grizzlies, we were all like one team, and we kind of embodied what the city was at that time. You know, it was just hardworking guys, like 1 through 15. Our coach was, you know, Lionel was on us every day, you know.
No kidding.
I don't know if he could coach like that today, man. These kids would go crazy. But, it was a special time, you know, special moments here. The crowd was what got us through a lot of it and gave us some special memories.
Well, you all gave us a lot of special moments in this building. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while, but it's been worth it. The Core Four. We are not done with the celebration. We have only just begun. Pay attention to the big screen for this tribute video.
You're listening to the Marc Gasol jersey retirement ceremony. We're going to take a quick break here and come back and hear from the man himself, Marc Gasol. You're listening to the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
Lionel Richie. And Earth, Wind, and Fire. Memphis. You're invited to sing a song all night long. For the first time ever, Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire together in one magical night you don't want to miss. FedEx Forum, May 29th. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Welcome to The Rendezvous.
This is John Vergas. When my dad started The Rendezvous in 1948, I don't think anyone could have imagined we'd still be serving shoulder, cheese plates, and our world-famous dry rub ribs 75 years later. But we are still here, in the basement, in an alley, in downtown Memphis. We sincerely thank you for making The Rendezvous what it is today. Charlie Vergas, Rendezvous. Be sure to schedule your delivery for the next game at hogsfly.com or come visit us in the alley.
Anticipate each challenge. Make a quick response. Capitalize on every opportunity. And win. Greatness won't wait. It's true in basketball. It's true in banking. Grizzlies checking from Pinnacle. Play hard. Bank easy. Open a Grizzlies checking account with at least $100 and a recurring direct deposit by April 30th. And you could receive a $200 direct deposit bonus into your account. Details at grizzliesbanking.com. Member FDIC.
Fans, the NBA playoffs are on their way. But before they begin, it's the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament.
Winner advances, the loser goes home.
Eight teams vying for the last two spots in each conference.
Curry, bang!
Some teams will get in.
Do or die.
Others,
Shaq!
They're coming up short.
Forget about X's and O's. Who wants it more?
It's now or never. The playoffs are calling, but first, you gotta win to get in.
Shoot!
The SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament, April 16th through 19th on ESPN and TNT.
Are you tired of dealing with meters and paying overages on your copier invoices? Give Konica Minolta a call to learn about their one rate program. That's right. You pay one rate, and it includes the machine, unlimited printing, toner, staples, and there are no meters and no overages involved. Simplify your copier and printer billing by calling Jeff Lee today at 387-5603 to learn more about the revolutionary new program.
Come for the fun, stay for the rewards at Gold Strike, where you'll be as good as gold. Experience next-level benefits with the all-new one-star rewards. Stay and play with our deluxe hotel rooms, nearly 1,200 of your favorite slot machines, 56 table games, 8 diverse restaurants and bars, plus big-name entertainment, top golf swing suites, and more. Get ready to be as good as gold. Only at Gold Strike Casino and Resort in Tunica.
La Bona stole my heart. You know, you see the big heart at the top. There's a bigger heart inside.
The physicians that work here love their job, and they love the patients that they care for.
It's the people at La Bona that make the difference.
The people are very nice, and they help a lot.
My toddler is thriving because of the care that he received in the NICU at La Bona.
La Bona is the best place for kids.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Flu season is here. Protect yourself and your loved ones with a seasonal flu or senior flu shot at The Shot Nurse. With three locations, it's fast, convenient, and easy. Plus, it's free with most insurance. Or for groups of 10 or more, the nurse can come to you. Call 901-685-9999 or go to shotnurse.com to book your group appointment. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at RedRiverToyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us in Wynn.
Spring is the best season in Memphis. We can agree on that, right? All the colors, all the trips and the celebrations and the entire city springing to life again. Well, the same thing is true at Oak Hall. The place is bursting with color these days. Oak Hall has brand new collection from Cricut that you really have to see. They've got brand new knit shirts and spring outerwear from Holderness and Bain. And of course, all the stunning clothes you expect from Vuori, Faherty, and Peter Millar. So whatever you're looking forward to, whether it's a spring trip or backyard barbecues or a wedding, make the best season in Memphis even better by visiting your friends at Oak Hall.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN.
An Odyssey station.
Welcome back to the Marc Gasol jersey retirement ceremony. We will send it down to the court. Words from Marc Gasol now.
And rightfully so. This morning I got a chance to watch a wonderful documentary about myself. I was a little shy. I didn't want to watch it. Great job, Michael Blevin. And I have two things after I watch that. One is I got to start working out. That's the first thing. I'm like, okay, big fella, you got to start, you know, you got to start moving. And second is, you know, I got to apologize to my teammates, my coaches. You know, I'm sorry. Sometimes I know I could be a pain in the ass. I just care so much about city and about winning and playing the right way. So thank you. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you. The last week we've been here with my family, enjoying the city, driving around and spending time together, seeing a lot of familiar faces, seeing a lot of old friends, and the love and unwavering respect that we got from the fans and everybody in the city will forever stay with us. So thank you for that. That will, you know, that means the world to us, seriously. We got here in 2001, and your constant support and love, you know, I think it goes with everybody, so thank you so much for that. Seriously, it's back when I was 19 years old, I used to play a game like I'm sure many of the kids still do today. I used to imagine I was Michael Jordan with a fadeaway. I imagine I was Larry Bird with a three, or Magic Johnson with a no-look pass. 25 years later, I kind of played the same game after I got traded from the Grizzlies to the Raptors. I imagine, how would Tony Allen approach this defensive assignment that he has tonight against the best player in the other team? What would his mindset be? When they led me, or they asked me to, I thought, okay, how is Zebo going to take over, you know, this stretch of the game and be a beast on the block? And through it all, I thought, how is Mike Conley going to keep it all together in a championship run? So when I was able to, you know, accomplish the biggest goal as a basketball player, which is to win an NBA ring, you know, these three guys that meant so much to me along the way, you know, were right there with me at the four. For that and many other reasons, thank you. I'll be thankful forever, and green grind.
Thank you, Mark. I think, Marcus, we need to count down and get this banner raised. What do you say?
All right, Grizz Nation, please direct your attention to the home free throw line as we honor one of Memphis' favorite sons and Grizzlies legend, Marc Gasol. Now, please join me in counting down as we raise and forever enshrine number 33 in Memphis Grizzlies franchise history. Starting with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
And Grizzlies legend Marc Gasol has his banner raised to the Raptors forever right here at FedEx Forum. Really great moment with the Core Four with Marc Gasol. They're all watching right now as his jersey gets raised to the Raptors. We'll take a quick break, come back, wrap this up. You're listening to the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
Culinary Gym that's been serving up unforgettable moments for over 33 years. It's a place where the food of New Orleans meets the heart of Memphis, and its name is Owen Brennan's. Owen Brennan's has always been locally owned and operated by the Baker family, who have deep roots in this city and a commitment to giving back to the community that has embraced them. Experience Owen Brennan's for lunch, dinner, brunch, and private parties. Owen Brennan's, it's not just a restaurant. It is a Memphis institution.
As the official ticket marketplace of the Memphis Grizzlies and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to make more memories this season. When you need tickets to be here live, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats for every game. Whether you're shopping for tickets a month in advance or on game day, you'll find tickets at Ticketmaster. Plus, all tickets are mobile, which makes it easy to meet up with your crew in time for tip-off. And don't forget, if you can't make it, you can easily sell your tickets to another fan on Ticketmaster. Just head to Ticketmaster.com/Grizzlies.
AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage with an STP oil filter for only $26.99.
And what do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And I might need some help.
No problem. We have helpful how-tos at AutoZone.com. Restrictions apply.
LifeCare Ambulance is proud to be an official partner of the Memphis Grizzlies and FedEx Forum. At LifeCare, we wear our hearts with pride. Our passion is our people. We want you to love what you do and where you do it. Our employee-driven culture encourages a healthy work-life balance and supportive work environment. We invest in your success and well-being so that you can provide the best care for the patients that we serve. Join our incredible team of EMTs and paramedics in Memphis, Nashville, and across the nation today. Learn more at LifeCareAMB.com.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Justin Timberlake.
I'm bringing sexy back.
The Forget Tomorrow World Tour. Live in Memphis. Justin Timberlake. FedEx Forum, Saturday, November 23rd. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. The brand new single, Selfish, is available to stream and download now.
If I get jealous,
for more, hit up JustinTimberlake.com.
Are you looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up great bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. They've got delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on your favorite college and NFL teams in HD. Are you game for a little shuffleboard and beers on draft during halftime? Long Shot has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Long Shot inside Arrive Memphis at 477 South Main.
Let's talk trash. Since 2016, we've reduced the amount of litter on our roadways by, drumroll please, 12%. But there are still 88 million pieces of litter on our roadways, which is just way too many millions. Come on, people, help a cop out. Let's do this. Join the movement at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com.
Are you a healthcare professional looking for a new experience? Look no further than Travel Nurses, Inc. Our extensive network of healthcare facilities across the country offers you the opportunity to discover new destinations while pursuing your passion. We provide competitive compensation, flexible contracts, and dedicated assistance. So join our community of nurses and allied health professionals and start your next adventure today. Visit our website at TravelNursesInc.com for more information.
Grizzlies fans know it's the team that gives you the edge. Big River Steel does too. That's why we're recruiting the best talent to help us develop the sustainable steel needed for today and tomorrow. Join us at the edge of the future. Visit www.bigriversteel.com/join to join our Dash team. That's www.bigriversteel.com/join to join our Dash team.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Let's face it, there's a lot of trash talk in basketball, but the great teams let their performance do the talking. Like Ford F-150 with Pro Power On Board, a class-exclusive industry-first feature that turns your truck into a mobile generator and leaves the competition speechless. Ford F-150, official truck of the Grizzlies. Greatness starts here at your Mid-South Ford dealer. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GBWR.
Dribble your way to dazzling victories. Come visit Southland Casino Hotel, an official sponsor of the Memphis Grizzlies. Southland is your ultimate gaming oasis in West Memphis. Try your luck on 2,300 thrilling slot machines or 50 live table games. Bet big in our high thrills, high limit room, or indulge in delectable delights at 8 dining and bar venues. Unwind in style at our brand new high-rise hotel, then relive the magic again the next day. Southland Casino Hotel, where your fortunes can make a slam dunk. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Welcome back to Grizzlies Post Game Live. We just wrapped up the Marc Gasol jersey retirement ceremony. Really cool moment seeing Mark's jersey getting raised to the Raptors here at FedEx Forum tonight. The Core Four was here looking on. You had Z-Bo, Mike Conley, Tony Allen there on the stage with Mark tonight. It was just brought back so many memories seeing those guys, hearing them tell stories tonight. So really fun moment as Marc Gasol's jersey hangs from the rafters now here at FedEx Forum. And it also was just really cool seeing all the fans stick around tonight and watch that and give Marcus flowers because he brought so many great memories to this building. And so really cool moment. Congrats to Marc Gasol. That's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank Eric Hasselton and Elliot Perry. They were on the call tonight for the game. To our man Wes Warwick back in the studio making the magic happen. I also want to thank Grizzlies Vice President of Broadcast and Production, John Pugliese, and Director of Broadcasting, Scott Zachary. Also thanks to Brad Carson, Program Director at our flagship station, 92.9 FM ESPN, and especially thanks to all of you for sticking around and listening tonight. We'll be back on Tuesday with a 6:30 p.m. pregame with Gary Darby, and then a 7 p.m. tip, Grizzly Spurs. That's going to be Tuesday night right here on the Grizzlies Radio Network. Have a great night, everyone.